Well, I was stunned because first I didn't want to do it. And then once doing it, Mr. Mazel, God rest his soul, as you all know, he just passed away. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work with any script. We didn't even have an outline. So I had absolutely no idea what this was all going to be about because we filmed on and off, mostly off, for 4 years because he was traveling, I was traveling. He was in the hospital a few times. I broke my hip. I was in the hospital. I mean, it was a very geriatric. Anyway, they followed me at a lot of events. They came to the house a few times, both my homes. And I didn't know. I still think there's enough footage on the cutting room floor to make 2 or 3 more films, should anybody be so foolish. But I had no idea what to expect. And the first time I saw it was at the Lincoln Center Film Festival, the New York Film Festival. We were asked to be in it and it wasn't finished. And it was very prestigious and we didn't know what to do. So they finally decided, well, they'll put it in because if they liked it well enough to have us, it would be decent enough to show and we could always finish it up. So it wasn't really a finished product, beside which I'm extremely farsighted. And they sat me in the very front row, this huge screen, because they were doing a Q&A and I guess they thought this old bag running down the steps might fall and, you know, break a neck and then we're all finished. So they had me so they could just, you know, take a hook and get me on the stage. But I was sitting there like this and I couldn't see and I ended up with a really, really pain in the neck and I didn't see it properly. And then the second time, at another festival, I was sitting next to people who kept, you know, and I couldn't come. I saw it the other night. They had made some adjustments. And I liked it. It's kind of strange seeing yourself, but everybody seems to have responded so, how shall I say, profoundly. I never expected anything like that. I thought, well, I'll just be happy, you know, if it's acceptable, but people really seem to respond, and it's very much cross-generational and also cross-gender. Young people like it and old, it's very interesting, and everybody comes away with a part of it, they tell me, that really touches them. So I'm glad different segments seem to reverberate more than others with certain kind of people.